Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on With Dave Smurf. On the show today, we've got music from the super talented Akiti Bell Aiken, Brooke Eden, and a new one from Lena Stone. We'll also be discussing our interview with Katie from a couple years ago, as well as a recent interview with Lena. And today, I'm actually joined by my very dear friend and a fellow radio host, Misty. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Thanks for doing this on a fairly short notice. I remember I texted you a couple hours ago. I was like, are you still up for co-hosting? So.
Yes, I'm glad I'm able to be there and assist. It's always fun to do this with you. So.
Yeah. As I was telling you off air, we've got some pretty incredible stuff coming up. But I did want to mention that a past artist and friend who let a single charted a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it was about a month ago. Actually, that specific song was released to country radio today. So, congrats to Ashley Lissette on that. And I'll be honest with you, Misty. When I hear something like that a past guest has released a song that we played here on the show to a national radio, there's really not a better feeling, you know?
Yes. It's very exciting. So, yes, congratulations to her. It's amazing.
It's I tell you, I actually emailed her a manager a little congratulatory email because this manager, back when I was a quote-unquote baby broadcaster, this manager kind of took me under her wing and kind of helped me along a little bit. So I feel like we're kind of connected in that way. And I felt like being a good businessman, I figured I'd go ahead and send her a quick email because the managers tend to be a little bit overlooked in this business.
Yeah, it's true. They're behind the scenes. They don't get enough credit. Yeah.
Right, I agree. And specifically, music managers are some of the unsung heroes in the business. So anytime I can give congrats, et cetera, to a manager, I'm all over it.
I'm sure they appreciate that a lot, so yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the least I can do, you know.
Yeah.
But what do you say we get into today's Indie Country Radio and play a little music?
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Coming in at kicking off the show today at number three, it's the super talented Akiti Bell Aiken and her very first single I ever heard from Katie. It's called A Georgia Moon. I had a chance to sit down and talk with Katie about a little over 2 years ago. I cannot believe it's been that long since we've had a Katie on the show. Anyway, she recently signed a record deal with indie label Detroit Loud Records and recently released a brand new single a couple of weeks ago called American Wild. So, again, coming in at number three, it's Katie Bell Aiken and a Georgia Moon on Indie Country Radio. And here we go.
Red clay on our feet, blanket by the creek, being who we are, two dreamers covered in the dark. We're chasing fireflies, we dance in the nightlight, feel it everywhere, there's magic in the Dixie air.
I still remember the interview we did with Katie a couple of years ago. She's such a sweetheart. What'd you think of that song?
I really liked it. I felt like I got like a Jewel vibe from her. I'm sure all your listeners know who Jewel is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she sounded similar to, you know, how Jewel sounds, and I really love that. So, yes, great song. Amazing.
Did you like that one? Hold on. There's a couple more that I think you're gonna love. But let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about Katie Bell. She says that music in its entirety has influenced me as far back as I can remember. The compositions, lyrics, instruments, and how they're used in the song. She goes on to say, "I'm constantly listening to music, from the classics like Glen Campbell, Roberta Flack, and Dolly Parton to modern music, including Keith Urban, Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, and Carrie Underwood. I'm inspired by every type of music there is. I'm not trying to copy anyone, but it connects with me. You can find music on my playlist from Cage the Elephant to Drake to Bob Dylan. I never get tired of listening to music." And I'll just go ahead and I tell you guys this. Wait till you hear a Katie's new single. It is so great. And that's a little bit about the artist that came in at number 3. And now on to the number 2 song in the countdown. This artist has been a pretty much a staple of the last maybe 2 or 3 charts, and I always enjoy playing her music. I never get tired of it. I'm taking the number 2 spot. It's another single from the super talented Florida native Brooke Eden. At this time, the song is called "American Dreamin'." And while I haven't yet had a chance to have a Brooke on the show, I'm hoping that works out in the very near future. At number 2, it's a Brooke Eden with "American Dreamin'" on Indie Country Radio.
Looking up, this air is slipping down that slippery slope. Hard to hold on to faith when you're losing hope, but I ain't giving in, but giving up. So yo, here we go, American dreaming, free falling, free wheeling. You touch it, say your head, I can't stop this feeling, yeah. To believe in y'all, it's called American dreaming, yeah, 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 yeah. Girls gotta be hot, guys gotta be strong, but ain't we all just trying to belong? And I'm just trying to be me. Love is still love, no matter who's loving who. walking, dreaming, free falling, free wheeling. My brothers and my sisters, y'all know this feeling, yeah.
Jamming. Well, that song was playing, I was just over here jamming.
I know, I was bobbing, weaving. I've got two words for that song. Holy wow. Amazing. She sounds so good. I love that song.
You know, and this was the first song I ever heard from this girl too. As with Katie, and I said to myself, there's no doubt in my mind this girl's gonna be a star. I mean, we're talking Reba status here, you know. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. Mm-hmm. So I take it that you enjoyed the song pretty well?
Oh, yes, definitely. It was really good. Yeah, and I was dancing, too. I was just, like, swaying back and forth, moving my head. I was like, oh, yeah. It was very good. And her voice is amazing. So good.
It is, you know, and I have a thing for a really a raspy singer, you know, that growl, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I mean, it's so great. I'm a sucker for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like that raw sound. Like, I love that too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
But as I said earlier, we haven't had Brooke on the show yet, but boy, am I working on it.
Hopefully she'll be on soon. You
know, I'm gonna make a little confession. I have my bucket list of artists I want on the show. Brooke is on that list.
As she should be. Very, very talented.
Brooke's on the list.
Yeah.
It's her, Lindsay L, who. I will send you some of Lindsay L stuff. You need to hear this girl slay a guitar. I mean, she is like the I think you call her the female version of Brad Paisley.
Oh, wow.
Or a Keith Urban. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's that good. Of course, I've already had Runaway Angel on the show, which was just crazy to me. I mean, I've been a fan of those ladies for a long time, and to have them on the show was just wow. I can't even believe that happened. so that's my top three bucket list guests for the show. But if you like that song, Misty, you're going to love what's coming up at number one. But before I play the number one song, I want to actually recap last week, right quick, if at all possible. Let me see. At number three last week, we had had Ashley Wineland with She's Gone. Number two was Elena with a Two-Story House. And taking the top spot last week was none other than Lindsay L, who I just told you about, with her single All Right. And that leads us to the number one spot of the week. Before I play the number one song, and I had a chance to interview this artist a couple of weeks ago. It's Lena Stone, and let me tell you a little bit about her. She co-wrote one of my favorite songs personally, Kelly Shore's "Fight Like a Girl." And I got to kind of pick her brain about that a little bit when she was on the show. She is the co-host of a all-female country music show in Nashville called Song Suffragettes. They play at the listening room in Nashville every Monday night at 6:30 Central. She like I said, with the release of this debut single that I'm about to play, there's also plans for a upcoming EP and a lot of touring. So at number one this week, it is the super talented Miss Elena Stone and Nervous on Indie Country Radio.
I love.
And there you have it, folks. A top spot on this week's Indie Country Radio belongs to Miss Elena Stone with her debut single and Nervous. What'd you think about that one?
Definitely my favorite of the night. So good choice for being number one. I got like a Faith Hill vibe from her, like, I don't know, or the girl who sings Strawberry Wine. I can't think of her name right now, but sounds very good. But yeah, definitely my favorite song of the night. That was really good. Had a great beat. I was dancing to that one as well. Probably danced more to that one than the last one. Also another like amazingly talented young lady. All three of them tonight were really, really good. It was hard to put them in order, but I definitely like this song. That would have been my number one choice as well for tonight. So, yes, very, very
I'm gonna
nice.
Be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. Every week I struggle with where to place these songs, every single week. Because, I mean, the talent level is just crazy good. You know what I mean?
Yes, through the roof. I mean, they're amazing.
I mean, And a lot of these artists that I play, and I'm not trying to show favoritism at all, but a lot of these artists I play are good friends of mine, but I mean, aside from that, like I said earlier, the talent level is just mind blowing in the indie country music scene.
Yeah. I don't know how you put people on the list. I don't know how you choose their order because they're all so good. It's a hard job you have.
Oh, trust me, it's not easy. Because, here's my process for that. I've got a playlist on my phone called Indie. And every single independent song I've got is in that playlist. I've got over 300 songs. I turn it on, After every indie country radio show, I'll turn it on, and I'll sit there and let it play, and whatever song strikes my fancy that week is the song I play. You know what I mean? But placement, though, I mean, a placement, that's an entirely different ballgame.
Mm-hmm. Three ladies for sure. Very good.
And I'm going to be adding a new music in the next couple weeks. I mean, brand new stuff in the next couple weeks from Lacey Green, Chris Bradley, Katrina Burgoyne, and NBC The Voice finalist and friend of mine, Josh Gallagher. So be on the lookout for that.
Will do.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I saw Josh a couple of weeks ago. At a show he played in Nashville, and I'm kind of surprised he even remembered who I was.
How can anyone forget who you are? No.
Yeah, because I mean, you think after his run on The Voice, it had to be a whirlwind for him, yeah?
Oh, for sure. But it's still Cody we're talking about. I'm kidding. Nobody's gonna forget.
Well,
you're unforgettable,
that.
Friend.
Well, I appreciate that, but I walk up to Josh, I go, "You don't remember me, do you, buddy?" And Josh goes, So, yeah, I'm thinking, wait, what? What's going on here?
It's a good feeling.
It really is. And, I think I'm probably gonna let you go, but thanks again for doing this on a short notice.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it.
I'll send you some of that Lindsay L stuff. Probably some of that.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Have a good
talk to you later, girl.
Okay, bye.
You too. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's edition of Indie Country Radio. Let's see. Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we've got the lovely Miss Dana Marie joining us again. I haven't talked to Dana since October. I physically talked to her since October, so that's going to be great to catching up with her. Let's see. And then next week, for the 18th, we've got Chris Bradley, who I mentioned earlier, whose music will be added to Indie Country Radio in the next couple of weeks. That's the 18th at 4:30. April 25th, we've got a singer-songwriter, Mandy Rowden, joining us, and I'm looking forward to that one. May 2nd. I'm working on something. Really quick announcement. There will be no a show on Tuesday, May 9th because frankly, I need a vacation. Let's just be real here. Frankly, I need a vacation because doing this like 40 weeks out of the year, twice a week, 40 weeks out of the year, that's 80 shows a year. It's just nuts. I didn't even realize it was that many shows a year. Holy wow. So I think you guys have heard all the announcements, so I'm gonna go ahead and end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on What Is With Murph. Thank you and goodbye.